get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Hail Yes podcast. I am your host, Haley Gamba. Happy Tuesday, y'all, if you're listening to this on the day that it actually drops. How are you guys doing? What has been going on? I just got done cleaning my entire house because a little bit about me, I like to clean in the morning. Now, of course, I pick up after myself in the evening. Like, let's just say I make a little bit of a mess. I eat dinner. I try to put things in the sink or even in the dishwasher. I'll do like a quick little cleanup, but I do a full-on deep cleaning every single morning for at least an hour to an hour and a half. Like, it takes me a minute. And it's weird because I didn't even know that it took me this long because I had to time myself one day because I knew I had a meeting at 11. And I always go for like my morning drive. I get like my chai latte or a cold brew coffee from Tim Hortons. I do a little drive, a little listening to music, a little just like regrouping because I don't know, something about like the morning drives and the fall air and just listening to music allows me to center my day and just feel really good. And I come home, I clean my home, and I remember I had a meeting. So I set a timer for like an hour. I think that was what it was because that's when I knew my meeting had to start and I still had cleaning to do. So I set a timer again another day just to see how long it actually takes me to clean my house. And it's like an hour and 25 minutes. It's ridiculous. So for those who want a home and want to know how long it takes to clean it, there you go. And I consider myself to be a pretty clean person, but I'm not like anal retentive. Nothing about me is like super anal. So this is just me getting the dog hair up because you guys know I have two Siberian Huskies. If you didn't know that, yes, I do. I have two Siberian Huskies that are both four and they shed like crazy during this season. So the hair is out of control. I do laundry, washing the countertops, like even mopping my floors, cleaning up the bathrooms. And yeah, it takes me about an hour and 25 every day. And that's kind of my routine. So I did that. And now here we are filming, or I should say recording, podcast episode, and I'm feeling really good about it. I don't know, guys. Fall has been good to me so far. I know it's only been a couple days, but I'm just so obsessed. And for those who are like very in tune with like astrology and signs, then this particular episode will definitely tickle your fancy because it's kind of where I got the idea from. I saw something that said like cardinal signs, which are Aries, Capricorns, Cancers, and I want to say Libras. I could be wrong. But yeah, cardinal signs are going through their villain arc. They're going through their villain era because they have been at the hands of a lot of craziness. And now we are stepping into an era where we are winning. We have a lot of abundance happening in this season, a lot of success, a lot of sticking up for yourself. And I don't know, whenever I hear these things, it could be like a placebo effect, but I start to feel like wings are just growing out of my back and I'm ready to just take charge of my life in a way that I never have. The older I get, the wiser I get, the prettier I get, the more that I just want to be a self-focused, amazing woman. I just love it. I love it here. And sometimes I get in my feelings, okay? You guys are always like, Haley, how do you get over this? And how do you do that? Guys, there are some nights where I will cry. There are some nights where I'm a little frustrated. I am just like you. And I go through my own shit, but like, I find that my ability to move forward happens a lot quicker than it used to. I think I used to be like in a sunken place for a long time where now I'm like, no, girl, get up and take charge of your life. So that's kind of the season I'm in right now. You obviously don't have to be a cardinal sign to be stepping into your villain era. I saw something that said, like, we are ditching hot girl summer and we're stepping into Thotum. I died laughing. I'm like, Thotum? That is something. Like, Hotober. I saw something like that. Like, Hotober, I think it was, or Hortober. It was something like that. But it was hilarious to me that, like, we are stepping into Thotum. I'm like, okay, we're not doing any thought activities per se, but I like the idea of just kind of turning fall into like the new hot girl summer. I love summer, but fall has been winning in my favorites of seasons recently. I think that the weather's better, the activities are more fun, and although it is technically cuffing season, it isn't for me. I don't cuff myself during this time. Like, no, it's my busy season. September, October, November, and December are my seasons to shine. I love it so much. It's my work season. It's my success season. It's every year. This is what it is. And it feels like a new year for me. I'm able to just step into my purpose. I love a good boot. I love a good coat. I love a fall activity. I love a pumpkin. So we're gonna get into my personal villain girl fall list for all of my girls who wanna have an amazing fall, an amazing autumn, and do all of the things that they wanna do without feeling bad about it. We are unapologetic this season. We are sexy, we are thriving. And we are just doing us. So if you're in the mood to spoil yourself and to put yourself first, then this particular episode is going to be for you. Okay, we're starting off strong with dark nails. This is the first thing on my villain girl fall list. I am not normally a dark nails kind of gal. I kind of love a baby pink. I love a French manicure. I love something soft. But during Thotum, babes, we are doing browns. We are doing maroons. We are doing black. We are doing short, classy, beautiful dark nails. That is the first thing on my villain list. And I don't know, I pull in a specific vibe when I have the dark nails. Like, it matches my dark hair, my dark eyes, and my dark fits, because I love wearing black, brown, and any dark color in this season. Like, it's just so flattering. It looks good on everybody. And it's just giving bad bitch energy. So in my villain era, we are doing a variety of fall nails that are dark, moody, and beautiful. The next thing is Sunday football. So if you're a single gal, let me put you guys onto some game. Going to Sunday football at bars in your local area or in the city, maybe try out a different bar every weekend with some girlfriends. This is a great way to date. This is a great way to be around hot men. And it's also a great way to just bond with your girls. Now, I am not interested in being cuffed this season because I don't believe in a season for cuffing. I believe in divine timing and alignment. And if it's not my time to meet my man, then I don't give a shit to do that. But I love the idea of flirting. I love the idea of, you know, possibly going out on some dates. So Sunday football is perfect. I just went the other day with my friends. It was so fun, guys. Like, I am obsessed with this particular beer called Mango Cart. And I am not a beer drinker. I don't really like beer like that. But Mango Cart has been giving me life, guys. I've been so obsessed with it. So that is what I've been drinking. I wear my favorite team. Granted, guys, I wear Miami Dolphins because my ex-boyfriend was a huge Dolphins fan. And because I dated him for so long, I kind of took on that team. But I'm thinking about switching my team, y'all. Not for any particular reason, but because I don't really care. So if you guys have an idea of what I should wear to the next Sunday football, let me know. I'm thinking I'm going to go for the Jets, y'all. I think I'm going to go for the Jets because that's like my particular state's team. Like, it's either Giants or Jets. So we'll see. But yeah, Sunday football is so much fun. Bar hopping, hanging out with the girls, watching the boys get turned up, seeing the hotties in your town, getting out there. Listen, we're just trying to get closer proximity to the vibes. That's all. We don't need to do anything with it. We're just trying to be a part of what's going on. And if you even are feeling a little spicy and a little fun, maybe go to an NFL game if you live in a city where they have those. I know for me, the Jets play in Jersey, so I can go to a Jets game when I feel like it, and it's fun. Like, it's a really good time. So get into the spirit of the fall season. In that topic of dating, I think that it's important to start scheduling some dates for yourself. Start scheduling multiple different dates. Listen, guys, we are in our dating era. The fall season is giving peacoats, it's giving red roses, it's giving wine, steakhouses, moody vibes all season. So go on some dates. If you have been feeling like, you know what, summer was like my time to hang out with my girls. I noticed that there was a lot of guys at the beach clubs, but it wasn't giving dates. Well, fall season is giving dates. If they're not asking you to dinner, they are not allowed to have your phone number. They are not allowed to talk to you because we are high value and we want good experiences. I know for me, Manhattan during this time is amazing, so I am going to make sure I set my Hinge location in that area so I can have a couple dates in Manhattan this season. I love it. It's amazing. It's perfect. If you are thinking about getting back on Hinge and Bumble, do it. You guys always ask me what I think about dating apps. And honestly, as a woman who works from home and is really busy, I actually really like Hinge and Bumble. I do. I've met really great guys on there. I'm not even going to lie to you. I've met handsome, successful guys that are very much my type on there. Now, obviously, things did not work out, but things did what things needed to do. I got dates out of it. I find that I get the most dates where I see people the most through Hinge. And I think it's important to like set that intention really early on so that people know not to play with your time or your energy. But yeah, guys, like just have fun this season. Like I really find that this is the season because I'm hustling so much and because I'm like grinding, I don't have time to be caring about things. So I'm just enjoying my time. And on the days where I'm not feeling super overwhelmed with work, I don't mind going out on a little date where I'm wearing a cute pointed toe heel, a sexy little black dress, a peacoat, and drinking a glass of wine with a hot date. Why not? And I also love the idea of double dating too with your friends. Maybe do that. I think that's a lot of fun. So let's just say you go to Sunday night football with a girlfriend and you meet two guys out, plan a double date. I think that that's fun. Bring double dating back, especially if you're not feeling super serious with this particular person and you want to just kind of get out there and start doing things. Double dating can be a lot of fun, especially if you like the girl that you're going out with. So do that, welcome that experience in, and see what you can get from it. Why not? You guys can even do like activity dates where you go to like Topgolf or go on like a hayride, go to some sort of Oktoberfest little situation. There's a lot to do during this season. The next up on my villain girl fall list is I'm back into watching YouTube vlogs. During the summer, I'm really not watching YouTube. I'm not consuming any YouTube. I normally really don't watch YouTube as a whole. I think it's because of the fact that it is my job. I don't want to be on YouTube more than I have to be. Not saying that I don't like it. It's just I don't find myself watching YouTube a lot. But during this season, I love having a vlog on in the background while I'm cleaning or while I'm doing something. I was literally just watching Aaliyah's Faces' most recent vlog. I freaking love her. She lives a life of luxury and opulence. I love everything about her. So I enjoyed the vlog a lot, and I feel like this is the time to start watching vlogs again. Let me know if you guys want to see some vlogs on my channel, by the way. I think I'm going to start making them. Okay, next up is to create a movie list. Some movies that you guys want to watch during this season. It's cozy season. We are bundled up on the couch. I know for me, I like being in early during this season, and I want to watch a movie with dinner rather than a TV show. So I put together a list of a couple movies that I want to watch during the season. I have Hocus Pocus on there, a bunch of different Nancy Meyers movies, Parasite. I wanted to watch that again. I want to watch the It movies again, the ones with Skarsgård, Bill Skarsgård, and Monster House. I know. It's a child's movie, but I liked it growing up and I want to watch it again. So create a little movie list and maybe even invite some girlfriends over and have a little movie night with your friends. I think it's fun. Also, maybe create like a TV watch list. There's a lot of fall shows. Like I saw somebody say Gilmore Girls, Desperate Housewives, Sex in the City. I'm trying to think of what other shows I really like. Oh, Stranger Things is perfect for this season. Emily in Paris, they just launched a new season. Maybe just watch some of those things. I have on here to just start laughing at anything and everything. I am so unserious during this season. And yes, this is on my villain girl fall list because I have to remind myself, girl, it ain't that serious. Life is good. Bills are paid. Friends are thriving. Your body is tea. I am just so unserious. I'm just not interested in caring about anything right now other than my own personal growth and evolution. Like if it's not something that has to do with that, I don't care. So I'm just laughing at anything and everything. I'm not taking life so seriously. I'm living good. I'm eating good. I'm just trying to have a good time. And it's just not the time for me to be in my feelings. Like, I just don't care. I also have on here to not initiate anything. I am not initiating dates. I'm not initiating texts. I'm not initiating phone calls. I'm not initiating shit. And I mean with men, not with friends, but with men. Granted, I always feel this way, but I really wanted this to be on the list for y'all because I know that because the weather is changing, you're in your feelings a little bit and you maybe want to have a little boo thing to cuddle up with. Don't you dare reach out to him. Let him reach out to you. And if he doesn't, find someone new. We are on to the next, ladies. We are not going back, okay? We're not going back in time. This is not the time to hit up an old flame and see what he's up to. No, it's time to just find a new one. It's time to get someone else to focus on. And if it's not yourself, let it be someone new and not someone old, okay? So we're not initiating texts. We're not initiating shit. Following that up, I want to talk about that I am putting my phone on D&D anytime after 9 p.m. Don't hit me up, okay? Unless it's a weekend and I know I want to go out, do not hit me up. I am not talking to you, okay? I am watching a movie. I am baking cookies. I am playing with my dogs, and I am doing self-care. I'm doing my face masks. I'm doing all of that. Don't hit me up after 9. The sun is setting a lot earlier. I usually, when I leave the gym, will still see a little bit of brightness to the sky. When I was driving home from the gym yesterday, it was pitch black out. I'm like, oh, well, we're in fall season. We are in fall season because it feels like it's 11 p.m. and it's not. I kind of hate it. I'm not going to lie. That's the one thing about the season change that I do not like. I don't like that the sun sets a lot earlier. But whatever, I'm using that to be more stronger with my boundaries and say, you know what? Don't text me after 9. It's too damn late. See-through lace dresses. I have been seeing these all over and I'm obsessed. I love anything see-through as long as it's done well. And being that I am in my elegant, sexy, classy girl phase, I have to make sure that it's the right type of see-through lace. But I love a good see-through lace moment, even if you put a pretty black slip under it. I love like the black two pieces where it's like maybe like a black bralette and like a black underwear. These outfits are so cute, guys. Like, I'm obsessed with them, especially with like an oversized blazer and like a boot. It is just so sexy. It's so cute. It's so fashionable. And I'll follow that up with a silky, beautiful dress, a satin or silk long dress that's good quality, chef's kiss. Okay. It looks beautiful in so many different occasions, whether it's a day event or a night event. I wore a brown satiny dress to the city the other day, and it was just, I got so many compliments in person. It hugs my figure beautifully, and it's perfect during this season. It looks good with boots. It looks good with pointed toe heels. It looks good with open toe heels. It looks good with jackets and blazers. You can really do a lot with that. So see-through lace dresses and pretty silky or satin slips that are thick, not like a real slip, but like it looks like it could be a slip. It's just so cute. Every girl during this season, during their villain era, is going to need a cunty boot. So you better start saving for a cunty boot. Okay, Dolce Vita has some cunty boots, Tony Bianco. If you want to do designer, Saint Laurent. I'm trying to think of a designer boot that I'm obsessed with. Oh, the Burberry boots are on my wish list. I've been wanting those for years. I'm probably going to buy them this year. I have to. I love the Burberry boots. They're kind of, you know, out there because they're patterned, but I'm obsessed. And you can wear them with like a black dress or a brown dress. It's just so cute. But any type of cunty boot that makes a statement, it's time to get your boots out, ladies. Like high knee boots. If you have a wide calf, get a wide calf boot. Maybe a red boot. Maybe a maroonish type of boot. A nice chocolatey brown boot. I just got the most gorgeous Tony Bianco boots. They are going to be the boot of the season. They look good with jeans. They look good with dresses. They look good with tights. They look good. Start making your Halloween plans now, guys. Like Halloween is the Met Gala of fall. Like let's just call it what it is. I literally saw somebody say that and I was like, yup, yup. I am going to be stepping out with the looks this season. Granted, I feel a little old to go out for Halloween, so I need to do my research and figure out, okay, well, where are all of the late 20s, early 30s going? Maybe like some beautiful house parties. Maybe some house parties I think would be the vibe. Like going out to the bars might not be the wave this year for me, but maybe if someone throws a cute little Halloween party, I'm definitely going. I don't know what I'm going to be wearing this year. Something tells me I kind of want to do like a cute, like wintry vibe, like a snow dogs vibe or like some sort of like winter princess. I don't know. but I want to do like a wintry vibe because I want to dress like it's going to be freezing out because every Halloween in Jersey, it's been so flipping cold, guys. So cold. A winery or a vineyard with the girls. Add this to your villain girl era bucket list. The wineries are everything during the season. The distilleries are everything during the season. If you like beer, if you like wine, whatever, go. Go to the vineyards, go to the pumpkin patches, do that with the girls. This is the time to do it. You can get your pictures, you can drink your wine, you can talk your shit. It's fun and no better time than now because I think me and my girls, we went to a winery in the summer. It was just too hot. Like now's the time to do it, okay? It's just a beautiful time of year and it's just so fun. Like you make it a day event, make it a fun little day event. And I would even add if you're like super well-versed in like food, do like an omakase night where you go and do sushi night with the girls. Like it's just so fun, guys. And I love it. In Asbury Park where I like to go out in Jersey, like that's the Jersey Shore that I prefer. There is a new omakase place. I'm going to try it out. And then I also love going to this place called Lola's and they have like these craft cocktails that are dessert. So they have like a dessert espresso martini. They have like a dessert cookies and cream shake that has alcohol in it. It's so fun. Like this place is so niche and so cool. And it's the perfect fall place. Like it has a moody vibe to it. And they just have the most delicious drinks. Obviously, I'm going to limit it to like one this season. But I still want to go. I still added it to my list. Okay, the gym is on my villain girl shit. Okay, it is. The gym is important. Granted, you guys know I go to the gym all year round. But the gym is important this season. I prefer the winter and fall fits for the gym. I love a long sleeve moment. I love a legging. I'm sick of the shorts. I'm sick of the tank tops. I'm sick of the sports bras. It is time to bring out the long sleeves, okay? I am a long sleeve gal. I like to wear my zip ups to the gym. I love to be able to have a pump cover on. It's a vibe. And the gym is just the perfect way to build a sexy body. You build it now. You build it now so that you look good next season. You look good in the summer. So if you've been debating going to the gym, now's the time to go. I go every day. It's a social event. At my gym, it really is. Granted, I have been going to the same gym for a while. I have a lot of close friends there, so I'm obsessed. But yeah, it's a social event. I'm obsessed with the place. I love the vibes. I think it's just a lot of fun. And it's a great way to not only engage with people, but to get your body together and to feel good, feel healthy. Plan a girls' trip for the winter. If you have some money, if you want to start, you know, planning some trips, maybe do like a little Vermont trip or a Poconos trip or anywhere where there's like skiing or snowboarding or where you guys can all chip in money and rent out a house, a little cabin in the woods moment, but not the scary kind. Just something fun with the girls. Like plan that trip now. Two of my girlfriends are getting married, so we're doing bachelorette parties this year. So we're probably not going to do a winter trip, but I'm going to try to squeeze one in. If not with those girls, with a different group of friends, because I really want to go away and do a winter trip. Thankfully, my parents have a house in the Catskills, and I can kind of slip away and go to New York for a few days and just stay at their home and do some snow tubing and some hot cocoa making and just have a time. So I might just do that if I don't end up planning a girls trip. But there's a great way to do it affordably, and it's just by getting an Airbnb that you guys can all chip into. I have on this list to cook and bake my favorites. I want to make sure that I'm cooking all of my favorite fall foods. I love chili. I love matzo ball soup. I love making baked peaches. I love all of it. Even a pumpkin pie is on my list. I've never made a pumpkin pie in my life, but I want to. I'm not much of a baker. I'm more of a chef with food that can be eaten before dessert. What is that called? I guess just a chef. Yeah, I'm not a baker, guys. It's just not my thing, but I want to try it. I want to make a pumpkin pie, and I love, 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 love Thanksgiving. I don't love Thanksgiving food, but I love Thanksgiving time. So I want to have a Friendsgiving this year, but we'll see if I can arrange that. I feel like everything is just coming so quickly. But I'm excited, guys. I am. And I think that this time of year just feels like community. It feels like socializing. It feels like cozy vibes. It feels like good weather. It feels like experiences. So definitely embark on that and put yourself first. And don't let the week slip by without doing something. I also love the idea of going to themed events. Try to figure out what they're doing in your city. I know in my city, they're doing like Oktoberfest. They're doing like beer events. They're doing pierogi events. They're doing costume events. I'm going to try to go to all of them. I'm not playing around. I'm going to themed events. It's fun. It's exciting. It's a great way to meet people. It's a great way to get out the house. It's a great way to do things with your friends. And usually they're pretty affordable. There's always like, you know, food truck festivals and things in the city. So definitely see what they're doing near you. I'm so lucky that I live near Manhattan and that I live in Jersey. There's always so much to do here, but Try to figure out what themed events they are planning in your city. And if you don't know, look up their Instagram pages. So wherever you live, look up the Instagram pages, and usually it's ran by someone in the town that can tell you where to go and what to do. If not that, go on TikTok and try to get creative by seeing what other people are posting. And the final thing that I have on here is to romanticize your alone time. The fall is a time of year where my single girl era just thrives. I love being alone. I really do. I love being alone in my thoughts. I love being alone and doing activities by myself, going to coffee shops, doing little things, just me, myself, and I, me and my dogs, going for little nature walks. Start to thrive in your alone time and see the beauty in it. It's so fun. It's so beautiful. And it's a great time to just be introspective and think about all the things that you want to achieve before the new year and just growing as a woman. This is beautiful, guys. It's just, I want you guys to remember how important it is to nurture your life and to really enjoy the present. Sit back, make this list, maybe use some ideas from my particular list that I just shared with you guys, but definitely nurture this time and keep in mind how important it is to live your life and to not spend every day of your life wishing, hoping, and praying for something that isn't there. Sometimes what is currently here is the beautiful thing, and to really nurture that, enjoy it, and be grateful for it. I know I am. I'm so obsessed with this season. I'm going to really embark on all the things I shared with you guys today, and I'm keeping my sexy solitude vibes going. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed making it, and I will talk to you guys next Tuesday. Bye, everyone.